With high turnover and three pending lawsuits involving department staff, the Sitka Assembly last month voted on first reading to earmark $35,000 toward an outside investigation of the Sitka Police Department. And at Thursday night's meeting, on second reading, the Assembly committed fully to setting those funds aside, but they didn't decide on an investigator yet. Assembly members Richard Ween, Aaron Bean, and Kevin Mosier brought forth a list of potential investigators for the Assembly's consideration. The list included a former police chief, a retired Army colonel, and the former lead investigator on the CBS show 48 Hours. The list also included two consulting companies based in Alaska, Last Frontier Consulting in Palmer and Russell Consulting in Soldotna. But several Assembly members, including Richard Ween, thought they should hold off on choosing an investigator until new interim police chief Robert Beatty, whose start date was April 1st, had time to assess the department's needs himself and make a plan for action.
I feel that it is quite reasonable to allow Chief Beatty to assess the situation in the department and also submit, and I did ask him personally, a written list of how he was going to proceed.
Assemblymember Kevin Knox asked Beatty how he felt about the Assembly pursuing an outside investigation.
Does this change anything for you having this? Because it was publicly put as being a sword to be held over you.
I'm neutral. I think if it's done, that it certainly gives me a tool to use. It gives me a list of things that an independent investigator would conclude, and that would certainly give me a list of things to work on.
Ultimately, they decided to postpone choosing an investigator until the April 23rd meeting, and they voted 5-1 in favor of appropriating $35,000 for the investigation, with Kevin Knox opposed. The Assembly also considered hiring a new planning director for the city. The position has been vacant since August of 2018. City Administrator Keith Brady offered the position to Bruce Wall, who currently works as a city planner in Soldotna. But Assemblymember Aaron Bean felt the salary offer was too high.
I don't think that the budget has this salary tied into it. This seems like it's a bit over the top. I can't support starting at $93,000.
Brady said Wall's experience warranted the pay level, and he didn't think the city could afford to go any lower.
I think if it's lowered, we won't get him. Again, he has the experience I believe that we need and the certification that I've been looking for.
A motion to approve the hire failed 2-4, with Assembly members Valerie Nelson, Kevin Mosier, Bean, and Ween voting against. The Assembly also went behind closed doors to consider a liquor license application renewal for Baranoff Island Brewing Company. City Attorney Brian Hansen said both the city finance and legal departments had concerns regarding BIBCO's application.
We're recommending that a protest go along with this particular application due to the failure of BIBCO to pay sales tax and some other interest and fees and costs.
Hansen said BIBCO made the effort to pay the back sales taxes before Thursday's meeting, but fell short. Chief Financial Officer Jay Sweeney said the amount BIBCO still owed in sales taxes was around $5,000. The Assembly went into executive session to discuss the matter further, but took no action at the meeting. In other business, the Assembly unanimously approved several budget appropriations for FY19, including $50,000 to pay for legal counsel in the Shepherd versus CBS suit, and $56,000 to upgrade their digital data storage system. They also voted unanimously on first reading to create a new cemetery designation in city zoning code. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.